Make the most of every opportunity in these bad days. Do not act without thinking. Rather, try to understand what God's will is. Another version of the Bible says, seek to understand what the Lord wants you to do. In the last devotional, we were talking about what God's will is. And I could summarize it in a simple phrase. It's doing things in God's way, trying or living life, not according to what we think, according to our convictions or concepts or arguments or ideas, but according to how God, who designed it, who designed life according to how the designer designed it. Live like that. Do everything in God's way. That is doing God's will. And His will is defined in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, as good, pleasant, and perfect, means what God wants to do, what God does according to what He thinks. Everything is good, pleasant, and perfect. Someone will say, but if it's as God wants, why not do it as I want? Because your vision and mission of life are so limited. And although we worry about what will come tomorrow, tomorrow will have its own cares. And we have never hit the target because tomorrow, the only one who knows is God. The vision of life of God is not limited. Even the Word teaches that since before the creation of the world, from the beginning, since time, to Him, He had designed your life. He had already designed our life. He had already determined a purpose, an internal purpose that does not pass over time, a purpose that remains. So that it's important that we learn to know the will of God. And today we can answer the question, as I know, if what I am going to do is part of the will of God. The Apostle Paul gives advice in the Ephesians. Here, he tells them, do not act without thinking. He tells you, be careful, do not live as foolish people. Do not think to act. Live as wise, as knowledgeable people who know what they have to do and apply it in the correct way. Because as I said before, it is not just knowing how to do the right thing, but also to do it correctly. And that same advice, he tells us that we get the best of the greatest prophet. At every opportunity and every bad day, and the only way for that to happen is by doing things God's way, is by knowing what God's will is for us and how to apply it to our life. That is important. Proverbs chapter 3 from 5 to 7 says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. The biggest mistake that man makes today is because of his arrogance, trusting in what he knows how to do, or in the studies he has, or in the experiences that life has given him. But let me tell you, pretending to live life under a teaching of past experiences is limiting yourself to what is to come, because every time you are going to face something, your past is defining the way you are going to face. Fears, frustrations will come to light at every moment, and you will always have limitations. You will always have an obstacle to face what will come day by day. But when you trust the Lord, you understand that His wisdom exceeds yourselves, or tell Him, is there not such a great wisdom in the way who created all living beings, who separated the heavens from the earth, who separated the earth from the water, and ordered everything in such a way that man could enjoy that organization and manage what He had already commanded? His wisdom is better than ours. His words are more intelligent. What the words of the wisest man on earth, the words of the wisest man on earth, and the philosophies of man are foolish. They are in front of a great, majestic wisdom of God. So submitting to Him and deciding to do His will is the best decision you can make today. But it does not consist only in saying, I want to do your will, but be willing to give up what you are, to be subject to what He wants us to be. Do you understand me today? That is why the advice of the wise man is the following. Do not depend on what you know, nor think that you know how to do it. He says, seek His will, seek God's will in everything you do, and He will show you which path to take. Sometimes it costs us a bit. If we are used to doing things in our own way and having control. But what if today you leave the control to God? How about we look for His will? And I am going to teach you how to find it, how to know if it's His will in every decision you're going to make. But the important thing is that understand that everything you do in your work, your family, your relationship, in your study, in your plans, if you first seek to be revealed what is the will of God in the midst of everything you are going to do, and you leave, listen well, let Him show you which way to go, then you will live enjoying what you do. Everything you do will turn out well. You will be prosperous in everything, and you will see the permanent fruit. Not something that begins, but eventually falls apart, but something that remains, because it is subject to the endorsement of God, and simply because it is done according to His will. Are you understanding? It is made according to His will. Therefore, you will have all the support of heaven. I put this example. When you're at work and you try to do something with excellence because you understand that God has given it to you and you have to make the most of your time, you have to manage your inventory, you have to take trips, you schedule, but certain little things begin to happen when you try to, that will try to blur you and deviate you. And when you want to do the job in the right way, proposals begin to come in. Do things under the table to place a higher price so that you earn more, so that you earn something else to put something on the bill, which is not the right thing. And so you can get ideas of many things in order to make a profit, but that is not the right thing. And when you look for that will, God aligns you and tells you that is not the way, son. Work with the truth. Be integral into what you do. And what you do is with excellence. Do not omit anything. Place the values that you have to place there already. God is showing you the path you should take, because it is based according to His will on what you are doing well. Are you understanding me? And when you do it even above what your bosses tell you, higher than what other people tell you, which between quotes depends on your work, because suddenly many are going to approach you and they are going to tell you, look, I need you to make this move here. No one will find out, because that is between you and me. So if you are looking for God's will, God is going to tell you it is not the right thing to do. You better say no, and that you always work with the truth. Then perhaps you will say, but it is that he did work with the truth. The most probable thing is that he will lose his job. Then God tells you, if you want to do my will, it will cost you. The first thing you have to learn to do is God's will, to have confidence in the will. First, if I want to do God's will, I have to trust, because when I trust, I do not question. When I trust, I do not ask. When I trust, I am totally sure that if I follow His orders, I am obedient. If I do what He wants to do, everything will work out for me. There are people who have to lie in their job in order to do it. There are others who have to do things that are not consistent with the Word of God. Seeking God's will is having a life fruitful and victorious, but it will cost you, in the sense that you have to trust and learn to do things your way, not as you have already been doing. And that act of faith and trust is rewarded by God. I assure you that it will always bring good benefits. Although some rise up against you for speaking the truth, even if some rise up against you and tell you, you know that I am not going to do business with you because I need someone who does business the way I want it. And I need it to be under the table. I need it to be a certain trap. I need it to be a certain lie. And you are going to say, what do I do? God is always present. Therefore, He will always work with the truth. I assure you that even if that client leaves, a bigger and better one will come. Because if something I learned is that God does not leave His children ashamed. And that I told you right now, when you walk according to His purpose, according to His will, you have all the support and all the guarantees of heaven. Now, When he shows you which way to take, don't take a different one. Do it God's way. What is God's will in what I do? What is God's will? Look at these interesting points. First, God's will does not depend on the decision you make before we can make mistakes in some decision. And it does not mean that this has left us out of his will. God's will depends on a personal relationship with his Holy Spirit, which will guide you and show you which is the correct path. What day by day you have to take? What is the best way to speak? What are the words you have to use? What is the attitude you have to have when facing work and in the face of every adversary that come your way in life? Look for that. Leave. Let the Lord guide you. Let it all start with a relationship, because we cannot go around guessing through life what pleases God or what does not please God, because we are going to do it according to our concept, what we know, and not according to what God really pleases him. So God's will does not depend on our decision, but a relationship that is based on prayer. Therefore, in our Father, when Jesus teaches us to pray, one of the things that the Lord asks, that your will be done, just that it happens in heaven, it happens on earth. Prayer. Taking time to speak with the Father will lead you to a deep knowledge of the Lord, to have a tuned ear, to listen to his voice, and to be obedient. In addition to prayer, also reading the Word, searching the Bible, and knowing who God is will give us solid foundations to trust and understand what is his purpose, what he wants me to do, and how he wants me to do it. It is like when a child is going to approach his father and looking at his face, knowing him. You already know what he's going to ask. He is going to obtain it, or simply keep silent, because he is going to get a no from his father. And that relationship we have with the father, we are going to know him, and we are understanding what he is, what he really is, pleasing to him, and living, doing what is pleasing to the Lord brings excellent results. Second, you have to ask yourself the question and what you are going to do, or in the decision you need to make. First, you will honor God. God will be honored with the decision you are going to make. God will be honored with the step you are going to give. That is important. If the answer is yes, then you are within that will. The other thing you have to ask yourself, what is important? If what you are going to do is going to be benefit to you, is it going to benefit your family? Is it going to benefit to others? Is it going to be a blessing so that the work of God is known and widens? And your answer is yes, if it will affect each of these resources, not only for your good, but to bless others and for others to know the love of God, then you are within that purpose, within that will. And finally, it is important that you know that God's will is based on a relationship, and that many times the decisions that you are going to make, they are not going to bring peace to your life, but they are a part of God's will, because you are going to see a struggle in your mind, which usually always says, if it gives you peace, then it's a part of God's will. And let me tell you, many times, doing so is not going to bring peace to your life, but you have the conviction it's what God wants. And even if it makes you uncomfortable and it moves you, you are going to do it. You are going to please the Lord. Then these steps are important so that you can understand each time you are going to do something, the first thing you look for is God's will for what you do. Be attentive so that he shows you what his path is for you and what you should take. Even if the path goes against what this world wants, but remember, the guarantee of heaven is better than the guarantee of man. Thank you, Father, for your words and for what you teach us, and for which I ask you, Lord, that we can meditate on it, and that today we can make the best decision based on you, Lord. Give us the strength to make things your way. Your way is better. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.